This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour number two of the What's On Your Mind radio program. And thankful to be in the chair here for Scotty this morning. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott, as Scotty is out visiting his lovely daughter Hannah out at Yale with the family this weekend. And I don't know, Scotty's going to be setting up, Todd, another barbecue shack next to where the campus Democrats were having their whatever their hunger strike. And the
I expected to be wearing his Trump 2020 hat the whole time.
But. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite Scott Hennen story about Yale is when there was a liberal group having a hunger strike on campus for some thing or another, and the campus Republicans set up a barbecue shack, free barbecue, right next door to where they're having their hunger strike. Fantastic story. Yes. It's 10:07, 11:07, 9:07, wherever you're at across our vast listening area. We're glad to have you. I guess there's nobody in the Eastern time zone here on the program, but...
We're on apps and stuff, you know, on the iHeart app and stuff.
That's right.
I guarantee you somebody is. They're going to text me now at 701-226-8503 to go, what is Steve talking about? I got him for you. I set him straight.
Whatever time it is in Guam, there's probably somebody down there, too. So we're glad to have you with us.
That I can't vouch for.
Wherever you are at today. Okay, so hour number two of the show today is the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Scotty does it every week with... Senator Kevin Cramer, and the good senator has been kind enough to take a little bit of time out of this Friday morning as well to join us. Senator, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing very well, Steve. Thank you. And Todd, good to visit with you. But I have a better idea for the next time the Democrats at Yale, college Democrats at Yale, have a hunger strike. They ought to set up a North Star Caviar booth right next to them, because that would be far more tempting. And, of course, North Star Caviar comes from Williston, North Dakota, and it's fantastic caviar.
That I like it.
Extracted from paddlefish there at the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers.
Yes.
So I think they'd be much more tempted, the liberals at Yale, which is darn near redundant. But Hannah and a few friends are keeping the flame burning, so we're grateful for that.
We know there's at least three, so we'll take it, and maybe they can win over a few souls out there, and no doubt about that. If you want to call in and ask Kevin a question, you can sure do that. 701-258-0550, toll free 1-800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503, and you can do it that way as well. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Now, Senator, speaking of good food products, I just saw a social media post that you and Senator Rounds from South Dakota have got a little ice cream bet going on. What's going on here?
First of all, I should tell people that ice cream is like a staple in the United States Senate. It's one of the funniest things that I've noticed about the Senate is that at every meal there's ice cream, and the food staff prepares these little bowls for everybody with a single scoop of ice cream. I generally avoid it, frankly. As much as I love ice cream, I generally take a big bowl of fruit and just stare with envy, and I do love ice cream. But anyway, so yesterday at lunch, over a scoop of ice cream, Senator Rounds and I were talking about what we ought to do for a wager on the big football game this weekend, and he said, "Do you guys have any like bison ice cream or anything like that?" He said, because SDSU has this sort of famous ice cream thing going, and I said, "Well, I'm sure I can come up with something because Cass Clay is right there, and no doubt they have something." Sure enough, they of course do have bison butterbrickle ice cream or buttercrunch ice cream, and so we bet a gallon each, and I'm looking forward to eating some. As I said in my little trash-talking video, I'm looking forward to eating some lame SDSU ice cream after the bison.
Very good. Now, Senator, now, when you were running for Senate, you joked about the senators that they have their Jell-O at 4 o'clock now, so they've traded in the Jell-O for ice cream, apparently.
Well,
huh?
Actually, I do not want to tattle on all my friends too much, but just like ice cream, red Jell-O is also a staple at lunch, but so is a lot of other stuff. And I'm not a Jell-O person, but I do eat a big bowl of fruit for dessert every lunch at the United States Capitol, because it's, you know, because frankly, really good fresh fruit is one of those things we don't get a lot of necessarily in our part of the country, and at least not on a regular basis culturally, and out there it's pretty common. So, but yes, I did make a little bit of fun of my friends, but I did help bring the average age down a little bit, so that
there you go. All right, so we've got a couple of folks, Tim, Denny, Monty, all want to speak with the senator, and so we'll take your calls in a minute. First of all, Kevin, I've got to ask you about the topic everybody is talking about as we get this conversation started here today. The resolution basically that has been going on here. There's been a Senate resolution condemning these closed-door impeachment proceedings that are going on in the House of Representatives. Now, as senators, you're kind of just sitting at a little bit of an arm's length watching all of this happen, but there now has been a Senate resolution where you're saying, look, this is getting a little bit goofy here. What do you want the voters of this region to know about what's happening in the Senate as you watch what's going on in the House?
Sure. So, you know, the role of the Senate, of course, constitutionally in an impeachment proceeding is to be the, you know, to conduct the trial should the articles of impeachment come over from the House. And no one should be fooled. It is a political process, particularly in the House, the People's House. It's a political process. The problem is the way it's being conducted now by Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Adam Schiff is it's not just a political process, it's a hyper-partisan political process that's completely void of any due process. And what I mean by that is they continue to have these secret hearings, secret interviews with supposed witnesses. They leak strategically whatever information they think is most damning to the president while holding under wraps any information that might be exculpatory or help exonerate him, or at the very least provide a defense for him. And that's all, of course, designed to shape a narrative that is damaging to the president and unfortunately then, Steve, the presidency itself. And this is far afield from the traditions of the House. It's far afield from what was done in the previous impeachment proceedings, both for President Nixon and President Clinton, you know, conducted by Republicans and Democrats, where due process was allowed. And by that, I mean the president's defense team was allowed to be in the room when witnesses were examined. They were allowed to cross-examine them. The other party, whether it would be Republicans or Democrats, the minority party was allowed the opportunity to subpoena and call their own witnesses. In this case, none of that's happened. And while there's occasion, an appropriate occasion from time to time for secret testimony, particularly probably early in the process, there's no room for it to be completely one-sided. There's no place in American jury situation like I will be in where you don't get to see all of the evidence, not just the evidence of the quote, in this case, the prosecution side. So we're just saying, hey, you've gone too far. It's gone on long enough. And me and I think 45, 46 of my colleagues, led by Senator Graham and Senator McConnell, are introducing a resolution, or introduced a resolution yesterday, that expresses the sense of the Senate that the House should, consistent with the longstanding practice and precedent, prior to going any further with this impeachment investigation, vote to open a formal impeachment inquiry and then provide the president with, you know, what we consider fundamental constitutional protections of due process. And that's important for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that we are only 1 year from an election. They've been trying to impeach him for 3 years, and so far have come up empty-handed, and it's making a mockery of the Congress. It's aimed at hurting the president, and as I said, I believe the presidency itself, whether that's their goal or not, they certainly want to hurt the president, and they seem to be still living in the denial that he won in the first place. But of course, all of that has gotten even further complicated now this week or yesterday, as we now find out that the Durham investigation into the origins of the Russian collusion investigation has now gone from an inquiry to a criminal inquiry. And that means that through that process coming out of the Justice Department, in this case a U.S. attorney, that there seems to be at least enough evidence or concern that that there are people that may have violated the law and have committed crimes within the administration, the executive branch of the government in the previous administration. And we've suspected this for a long time, obviously. That we know that there were the FISA warrants that led to the spying on the Trump officials prior to him becoming president, and their suspicion that CIA and FBI and, you know, high ranking, maybe middle ranking, low ranking, any number of people within the intelligence and law enforcement federal community were trying to undermine the potential presidency of Donald Trump by spying on them and by colluding. And now the investigation is, the previous investigation, which of course now is well known as the Mueller investigation, that came up with nothing. In fact, no evidence of collusion. Now it appears that perhaps the whole thing was a scam in the first place, and there might have been laws broken to even start that investigation. So, we're headed on a collision course, and
yep, that
not
sounds like it.
To anybody.
All right, Tim and Dickie, hang on. You are first up when we come back on the next segment with Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Get your calls in 701-258-0550. Be right back.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of Every Day Made Better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, the Veterans Appreciation Meal. If you are active or retired military, EMS, first responders, etc., 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 we are going to be, in fact, What's in Your Mind will be live for the Bismarck Mandan Elks Thursday, November 7th. The free tickets are there. Bring your proof of service. You'll get a free ticket for you and a guest. Get a complimentary meal. Stop by Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport Marine, Wells Fargo, Northwest Contracting, or on the Strip in Mandan at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac.
Steve Hallstrom and Todd Mitchell here hanging out with you for What's on Your Mind, hour number two on this beautiful Friday, and sunshine and just a light wind, just what we need to dry out these farm fields. So we're excited about that. You can call us. We've got Senator Kevin Cramer on with us here for the next little while. Phone numbers are 701-258-0550, toll-free 1-800-228-0550, text Todd at 701-226-8503, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So Tim has done just that, and he would like to ask the senator a question. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Senator Cramer. And
hi, Tim. My pleasure.
My question today is, you know, we're farming and ranching out here and struggling away trying to get some feed put up and stuff, and then we get news that we're going to get hit with a electronic ID expense for these cattle and coming down from the USDA. Who dreams up all these ideas? I'd like to know the bureaucrats. You know, the cattle producers never got to vote on this. You know, the ID system is working just fine the way it is now, but who dreams up all these bureaucratic ideas and then tries to ram them down our throat? I thank you for getting rid of this Water the U.S. rule for us, and we sure didn't need that, but here's another one for you.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for giving us a call. We appreciate it very much.
Tim is speaking to my heart, I'll tell you that, but this is a brand new one even on me. USDA, like every bureaucracy in Washington, has a whole bunch of people, well-intentioned as they might be, who have no concept of reality. And I mean none. It has been one of the more revealing things that I've learned, first in the first 6 years in the House, but especially in the Senate, where we have a little more of a magnified, close-up look of the bureaucracy because we see so many of the executive leaders on a regular basis because they have to come before us so much. And I never cease being stunned by the things that they can come up with that have no real relevant application on the ground. Now, having said that, there's a fair number of bureaucrats that even on the ground that don't seem to be really connected to reality. And they rarely think about the person at the other end of their decision. So, Tim, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look into this electronic ID issue. And just, I might just say on behalf of cattlemen generally, Steve, you know, I think Tim was really quite generous in his opening, in his monologue, if you will, because I don't think most people who aren't out on the farm right now can imagine what farmers are going through in North Dakota.
No, you're right about that.
Particularly throughout that, you know, the flyway, the prairie pothole region. I mean, it's so overwhelming. And it's historic is what it is for this time of the year and the hurt that they're going through. And I really applaud the governor and his team for hosting the meetings that they've been hosting, gathering the information and data that we can use as we advocate for a disaster declaration by the president and or the secretary of agriculture. But all of that, even the one producer that gets left out of a lot of it, and I don't want to necessarily blame a bureaucrat for this, but it's really the cattlemen. It's the livestock producers that don't have as many and certainly not the type of clarity in the disaster programs that, you know, that the more traditional legacy commodities do. And again, that's not necessarily anybody's fault, because cattlemen don't, you know, they don't necessarily want a lot of government intrusion, as per Tim's phone call. And so I'm going to check into it right away and see what I can learn. And maybe if you want to call back or we can hook up with you. I sense your frustration is pretty obvious, and I would share it. Maybe somebody has a good reason for it. I have my doubts. They might have a good intention for it, but the imposition of the federal government on agriculture is far more than agriculture has ever asked for.
Kevin, what's the best phone number or email address to use if someone like Tim wants to get a hold of you directly?
Of course you'd have to ask me that.
I'm sorry.
The one thing I don't know, it's not that I mind telling you. Before we're done, we'll get that so that you guys can have that.
Okay. That sounds great. Just if people have that that desire to get something to you directly, we want to do that. So, yeah, sorry for putting you on the spot there. It's like you, if someone asks you, what's your phone number? I'm like, I don't know. I don't call myself.
Isn't that
so I get you.
Yeah, I know. It's *1, yeah, or whatever. It might be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know my daughter's phone number. She's under A in my phone.
There you go. Kevin, I did want to ask you one kind of follow-up question on the Senate resolution condemning the House's impeachment inquiry, if that's what we're calling it. It's some sort of dumpster fire, but we'll call it impeachment inquiry right now for lack of a better phrase on it. I saw a news story kind of when it first came out, and there were a number of co-sponsors on this one, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, yourself on there. I didn't see Senator Hoeven's name on the first one, but then I saw a version later that did include it. Can you sort of shed some light on that piece of how these resolutions and co-sponsoring works?
Actually, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it because, you know, one of the things that throughout the 6 years or so I've been doing this, this weekly radio town hall, we've had the opportunity to have many civics lessons, and these are all things I've been learning along the way. So why that is, or what that's all about is, you will sometimes see in a senator's news release, or, you know, in a statement, or even on the legislation, so-and-so is an original co-sponsor. There can only be one author of a bill. Now, you might have two authors of it, but only one can introduce it. And then you have original co-sponsors, and you have co-sponsors. And usually in the text of the legislation itself, it has what's known as the original co-sponsors. And all that means is that you let the prime sponsor know that you want to be a co-sponsor before it was introduced. But the co-sponsorships continue after that. So it's really, more than anything, it's a function. And by the way, so the people know, too, it's not necessarily a function or an expression of the level of interest by the co-sponsor. It really, as much as anything, or oftentimes has to do with the circle of influence that the original sponsor, looks for in the very beginning. It might have something to do with, you know, a person's expressed interest in a particular issue. A lot of times it has to do with what committees a person serves on. A lot of times, certainly not in this case, but you'll see sort of an equal number of Republicans and Democrats because that's part of the strategy. So what it means is, in this case, Senator Graham introduces the bill for himself and then a list of other senators. And that list of senators are the people that were co-sponsors when he introduced the bill. But it doesn't mean anything different, more, better, less than anybody else who gets onto a bill.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Do you think that what you're doing in the Senate is going to have impact in the House? Do they care? Do they just kind of laugh you guys off? What's going on, you think, there?
Well, it's a good question because there is, having served in the House, and by the way, you know, Senator Graham served in the House, and people might, you know, young people certainly don't know this, but some people might not remember it, but Senator Graham, when he was in the House, he was the House manager in the Clinton impeachment. So he's the person that came over to the Senate with the articles of impeachment and presented them. So he knows what he's talking about. Will they laugh it off? I suspect they'll ignore it. But what it does do more than anything is it shines a bright spotlight for the public to see what's...
Yes, absolutely. That's the most important thing. People need to know what's going on. Kevin, thanks. Hang on. Can you get time for just a few more minutes with us, Kevin? Okay,
absolutely.
Wonderful.
No,
we'll be back with more. We've got Frank who wants to ask a question for the senator as well. We'll do that when we come back at What's on Your Mind.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You've heard about concrete's strength. But what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires are burning in California, but by far the largest is the Kincade Fire in the northern part of the state, which is still out of control. Mike Parks with Cal Fire.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment.
The fire in Sonoma County has forced at least 2,000 people to evacuate their homes. It's being fueled still by the strong Santa Ana winds. Massachusetts is taking ExxonMobil to court for misleading people for decades over the link between fossil fuels and climate change. The state attorney general filing the suit yesterday. The energy giants facing a similar suit from New York, claiming Exxon scientists knew years ago that fossil fuels were hastening global warming, but the company lied to even their investors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Good to have you with us. Steve Hallstrom and Scott Mitchell taking you home here this Friday morning. What a wonderful morning it is. Bright blue sunshine and sunshine out there. It just makes a person feel good. And we've got a lot of stuff to do here before we finish up this hour because Senator Kevin Cramer, when you think about what a great opportunity this is for all of us to be able to ask questions to a U.S. senator directly. It's not often this happens around the country, so let's not take that for granted. And I said Scott Mitchell. How about that, apparently? Kevin Flynn saying, Steve, you said Scott Mitchell. Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennon, you guys know the drill here on this one. So we've got a text in for the senator. We'll start there, and then we will, right after that, we'll take Frank. So hang on, Frank, for just a moment. Please ask Senator Cramer about anything being done about the tremendous burden on our children with this student loan debt. My son is 44 years old and left NDSU because he could not deal with the stress. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder as a teen. He left NDSU in 2003. What can I do to help remove the burden because it really is an ongoing, mentally crippling daily fear in his life?
So the burden he's talking about is his son's debt?
I believe that's the deal, yes. Yep, he's burdened by the student loan debt.
Yeah, so, it's hard for me to know exactly what he ought to do about his son's circumstance. However, we ought to be doing something about the cost of education in this country. It's much like we talk about health care, we always want to deal with insurance, and the problem isn't insurance, the problem is the cost of the health care, just like student debt is a part of it's just a symptom of the cost of, in fact, it's not just a symptom, it's part of the cause of the cost. As long as somebody else is paying for something up front, the price continues to go up because it can, and that's supply and demand of money drives inflation. And so I believe that states really have to get their hands wrapped around the cost of higher education. How the inflation of higher education can be so much greater than the inflation of everything else, other consumer products and whatnot, was only allowable because the government is too involved in it and provides low-cost money or entices lots of borrowing. It incents a lot of borrowing for something that somebody may not even complete, or they may end up with an education they didn't need, or they may end up with, an education that if they had known they could have gotten a different type of education that would have provided them a better job. I just think our higher education system, by and large, it does a great disservice to the people it's supposed to be caring for, and it's it's not much of a federal program issue, really. Now, the one thing about student debt in recent years is this was another problem with Obamacare. Obamacare, people may not remember or maybe never knew, Obamacare, when it passed, took over. The federal government took all of the student loan programs and put it under one roof. Now, we've since been able to break it up a little bit, lower, put some caps on interest rates and things like that. But as far as what to do about an existing debt, I mean, a lot of people have made a lot of mistakes that ends up costing them a lot of money. If there's a way to consolidate the debt, obviously, and there are different programs and now different providers to do that, but it's hard to just, wave a magic wand and say, well, all of these mistakes are going to be paid for by someone else. I don't really think that, there may be presidential candidates who will offer that as a solution, but at the end of the day, we've got to find a solution to the underlying problem. In the meantime, I'd certainly be happy to work with Frank or his family to see if there aren't some programs that we can look at and steer them toward that might be helpful.
Yeah, before we jump to the phone lines, let me tell you about our good friends at DAC Diesel. It can be tough to complete all your daily activities when your diesel truck or tractor is out of commission. Instead of taking your vehicle to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesels. That's DAC Diesel in Bismarck. You can count on the experience of their mechanics and the expertise. There's a difference now to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. Our owner grew up on the auto repair trade, specifically working in diesel vehicle repairs. He brings 20 years of experience to every job. He's constantly learning so he can continue to provide the most efficient service to his clients. Visit their auto shop today in Bismarck to get the service you need for your diesel vehicle. Call them today at 701-258-5011. For all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle. That's DAC Diesel. Find them online at DACDiesel.com. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. The numbers for you, 701-258-0550 or toll-free 1-800-228-0550. Frank is on the road this morning, and he's got a question for Senator Kramer. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Senator.
Hi, Frank.
Oh, I got a couple little points here. I've been farming my land that I bought, some from my dad and some from the neighbors, and I've been renting from the neighbors, and they had CRP, and they never, they were running cattle and stuff and hay, so they didn't keep up with their base, and they lost all their base acres. This new federal farm bill, still they say, no base. And on a year like today, or this year, I'd sure love to have some base. Last year I lost my crop due to drought. This year I lost my crop due to all the excess rain, over 16 inches of rain since the 1st of August. Got about half my crops harvested. And next year, I know they're going to nail us hard for fertilizer because, well, there's hardly any fertilizer going out this fall. But as soon as it starts moving in the spring, like last spring, they always put it up $100 a ton. And then when harvest or spring fields work over, then they'll knock it down so it makes like, oh, boy, what a deal. So, and I got a bad taste in my mouth. 85, my folks lost their farm due to a real bad wet fall like this year. And next year to get the crop in, and never got it in, late spring. Anyway, my folks lost their farm in 85 and 86.
So, Frank, is there a question there for the senator?
Yeah, I think so. Frank's concerned about how he can get his base back. Is that basically what you're looking at? Is there some way to reestablish that base, and maybe have you been in contact at all with my staff that can at least talk to USDA and see what, if anything, any possibilities are? And
I've been in touch with USDA, and they said there's nothing, but I would sure like to get a hold of your staff because maybe they got some insider training.
Yeah, I think that would be good, Frank. So just and the reason I say that is right now, and this is for all of your listeners, and there's a whole bunch of Franks out there right now, and I mean people that have. This is so historic what they're going through right now. And Frank's description of what he's going through is not dissimilar to a lot of others. I mean, it might be different crops. It might be different circumstances. Sure. But there is a cascading problem, right? And here we get hit with this incredible fall moisture that's made harvest difficult. Usually planting is the problem. This year, harvest is the problem. And
we did have a late spring.
And we did have a late spring. That's right. So you start out with a shortened season and everything's out of whack. And then you have a down cycle anyway. You have the trade situations. All of that piled on top of the naturally poor cycle that we're in. So We've been in very regular contact. And when I say we, I think it's safe for me to say we includes John Hoven and his entire staff, Kelly Armstrong, his entire staff, the governor, lieutenant governor, and their team that has been canvassing the countryside, as I said earlier, collecting data to provide. I know the governor's been in contact with Sonny Perdue. I and my team have all been. I think you're going to see some pretty high-profile USDA officials maybe out in the state here before long to get on the ground and see the damage for themselves. Because what's happened because of the fact that it is a fall problem. In the spring, we know what to do. Whether it's crop insurance, we have the addition of the manufacturer or the MFP. Market facilitation program dollars that are being doled out in increments. There are tools that, along with some flexibility that the secretary has. So Frank is hearing from USDA. There's nothing they can do, and that may be true. I don't want to say that it isn't.
Sure.
But what we're doing is we're all advocating for more flexibility and creativity and trying to find ways working with USDA. I think they're becoming convinced, Frank, that this is a very unique year. And I know they're used to hearing about firsts, but this is a very unique year in the Prairie Pothole region and the Red River Valley included.
It might even be the last for some of us.
I think that's part of what makes it so urgent, right? And I think that case is being made. So, I'd sure love for you to work with my team and see what specifics we can get. And then we can advocate both for you directly, but also your story becomes part of the larger story that helps, I think, make the case. Did you, by the way, have you attended any of the meetings that the governor's team has put together, or maybe none was in your area? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of the river here, you know.
Sure. Okay. Oh, of course. That's right. You are. I've heard from you now. I know. Yeah. Okay. I understand.
Sure.
Have you talked to Colin at all, Peterson? never
maybe
mind.
Next year when he's running again, maybe he might want to call back.
I know he's your congressman, but I find him to be pretty attentive, so I'm hopeful. Well, let's talk off air or get my team working with you at least a little bit and see what we can learn, but we'll throw your story into the hopper as well. As
we'll
get
your number out and then that'll help everybody.
Yeah,
then you'll be flooded with calls.
Yeah, 202-224 4043.
Thank you very much.
4043. And there are a whole bunch of state numbers as well, but people can get everybody steered in the right direction.
All right, Frank, thanks very much for giving us a call.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it. It is.
That's really a common story. I mean, not identical, obviously, but you're hearing them and I'm hearing them, and we appreciate all of them.
No question. We are live here on the What's On Your Mind kind of traveling road show here at Puckla Chevy Buick GMC, joining the fight against cancer. They're having their big Spook Out Cancer event today. For every vehicle they sell at Puckla's Valley City, they're donating $100 to the big fundraiser they're doing through the whole month of October for the Sanford Roger Maris Cancer Center. So stop in. They've got a goal of $5,000 and hoping to get that done today. Okay, got about a minute left. Let's go next on the phone lines, Denny in Moorhead. Denny, we're going to try to go real quick because we've got a bunch of folks who want to talk to the senator. Give us your question or your comment, please.
Yeah, my comment is I'd like to see full transparency on both sides. I don't care if it's Hillary, Joe Biden, the president, or Giuliani. I hope that they all honor their subpoenas. But, Kevin, when you take to the Senate, which sounds like the impeachment is going to come your way, there's a lot of just rumors going around about Bill Taylor, being part of the deep state. Well, Bill Taylor was retired, and he was brought out of retirement to be ambassador to the Ukraine by Pompeo. So that is totally false. So, but when you're sitting on the jury and you have to decide the facts, I hope that you do it based on the facts and not on party affiliation, and that all sides do the same.
Okay, Denny,
agree?
Appreciate it. We got it. Thank you very much.
I do agree. Denny asked a good question. I do agree. It's interesting. I was asked by the media the other day about that very point, that we're going to be a jury once the articles come across. But then we get to have the facts, and both sides get their say, and there's managers on both sides, the lawyers on both sides. I spent 10 years as an elected Republican member of a 3-member body that was, judicial, basically, on the Public Service Commission, where the preponderance of the evidence was all we had to go on, that along with our philosophy. So you don't become neutral, but you do become independent in that circumstance.
Kevin, thanks very much. More with the Senator right after this on What's On Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
In today's crowded higher education field, there's one university whose quality and personal care stands out from the crowd. The University of Mary. The University of Mary offers truly affordable, flexible adult education because your success is our priority. Here, you matter, and we're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. Choose a university community that cares about you as a student for life. Discover the university that cares at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to mineraltracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Scott Hanna back in the chair on Monday. Steve Hallstrom and Todd Mitchell taking you the rest of the way here. We've got Senator Kevin Cramer on the line. More with the Senator or your questions here in just a minute. First, though, it's about time, folks. I know especially us guys, when we start thinking about Christmas shopping, like December 23rd is usually a good time. Well, hey, here's the deal. Do it early, and all you've got to do is go to MyPillow.com, and you're going to be able to get some fantastic savings, up to 50% off a lot of things there. Click on the radio listener specials and put in promo code Scott. 50% off for a lot of things there. They've got the bed sheets, the toppers, the MyPillows. You want to make some smiles on Christmas morning? How about opening up a package and here's a MyPillow or a mattress topper? They have this new thing now, the full-length MyPillow, the body pillow. And if you've got somebody who just struggles to get a good night of sleep, maybe there's someone in your life who's expecting a baby, you know how difficult that is if you have been there before. A body pillow from MyPillow, what a treat. And regularly, they're about $90, but right now, $29.99 with a promo code SCOTT if you do that. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do your Christmas shopping now, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Okay, here's the deal, friends. We have four folks who want to ask the senator a question, and we're going to start with Monty and Tioga, who's been holding the longest. Monty, if you would, please give us your question in about 10, 15 seconds. The senator will answer as quickly as he can so we try to get to everybody. Monty, you're up. Go.
Yes, sir, Senator. I have been trying to get a federal inspector program going for horses in the United States for years now.
Yes.
I just sold a whole stock trailer full of horses. The highest prices of all of them was the two-year-olds at $75 a piece. It cost me more than that per feed per year. Can you respond to that, please?
So when you say, I want to make sure I know what you're saying. You're talking about inspectors, like meat inspectors, or are you talking about something else?
No, I'm talking about meat inspectors. They had a place down in South Dakota that had a plant being built and was diagnosed by a veterinarian.
Yep. So, Steve, what he's talking about, the lack of inspectors is what makes it impossible to keep these meat processing facilities going because you don't have a USDA inspector. And the reason for that is because liberals don't want us to make the best use of these animals. Instead, we just keep producing more and more animals, and it's become not just a menace, but a serious health problem, and it's inhumane. And, so it's a trick that the left uses, Monty, to keep those facilities from slaughtering animals and utilizing the meat, because they have some romantic notion of a horse that is very impractical, and probably they've never seen a real horse most cases.
Okay. All right.
We keep working on it. We keep adding it to the farm bill, and it's always an issue of great debate in Washington.
Okay. Monty, thank you for calling. Dana and Judd is up next. Dana, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Dana.
Senator Kramer, I want to know, do you support fully getting these NFT payments out in full? And then I have a suggestion for the impeachment.
Yeah, so one of the things...
Go ahead.
Well, with regard to MFP, I want to get them out. And, you know, they're scheduled to go out in three tranches. The first one's gone out, the next two. And the MFP has, of course, nothing to do with the disaster we're currently in. But if the money's going to go out anyway, I think... This is one of the things we're talking to the USDA about. Is there some way to expedite that a little bit, and in this extreme circumstance that, you know, provides the farmers some relief in the short run that perhaps keeps them on the farm in the long run?
And if they want to investigate the president on calling on Biden and his son on these energy policies, why don't they go back to 98 and tell the American public about the failed energy policy that collapsed our system in the last 15 years? Because right now, as I see it, with the way the banks are doling out money to the money market, they're going to have it collapsing from both the top and the bottom at the same time.
All right, Dana, thanks for giving us a call. Senator, your comment there?
I appreciate it. I'm not completely clear on everything specifically he's talking about, but... I appreciate that everything ought to be in the open. Everything ought to be transparent.
Absolutely.
And, the cycles sometimes collide with each other.
All right. Ron and Kildare, you're on with Senator Kramer. Ron, go ahead.
I have one or two questions. One is, I thought welfare was supposed to be a program to help people get back on their feet, not a career. And, why do people that are not productive in society able to vote? I don't think they should have a right to vote, because they always vote for the people that promise to give them everything for free. And it's not free. The working person pays taxes, oodles of taxes, and it's not right.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. Senator, your best 30 seconds on that as we finish.
I don't think we'd want a class system that determines whether you're worthy of voting or not based on your circumstances. And some people,
whether it's mental illness or some other, you know, lot in life are disadvantaged in certain ways. There, you might recall at the very beginning of this country, there was consideration for only landowners voting. And some people every yes. now and then make that case still. But we certainly ought to be able to discipline our voting system so that people that have the right to vote are voting. But I don't think we want to diminish people's right to vote based on their, you know, how much federal, you know, assistance they've gotten throughout their life.
There you go. Kevin, before we let you go, we need a score prediction. Bison Jackrabbits tomorrow. What do you got?
I'm thinking the Bison by 10. I know you guys have it tighter than that. But,
okay.
They're going to wear them down like they wear down everybody. And by the fourth quarter, they're going to steamroll them.
That sounds good. Thank you, Senator. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll see you back here Monday. Scotty, back in the chair on What's on Your Mind. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norse Fest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol-driven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.